This is Radio Boston. I'm Carrie Young in for Tiziana Deering. More students could be taking classes at the state's 15 community colleges this fall. That's the hope, at least, now that Massachusetts has set aside $50 million to help residents attend community college for free. The plan comes as these colleges are facing declining enrollment and other challenges because of COVID. Three community college leaders are joining us today to talk about what this program could mean on their campuses. So here with us are Jackie Jenkins-Scott, who leads Roxbury Community College. Hi, Jackie. Hopefully we can get Jackie on the line shortly. Also with us
is... Good morning. I apologize. I was on mute, Carrie.
Oh, no. Well, you know...
Delighted to be here.
Gotta love technology. Hi, Jackie. Okay. Also here with us is John Cox, the head of Cape Cod Community College. Hi, John.
Hi, Carrie. How are you?
I am great. I'm excited to be talking about this with you guys. And also in the studio with me is Pam Ettinger, the president of Bunker Hill Community College. Hi, Pam.
Thank you for inviting me.
So glad to have everyone here. Pam, I'm actually going to start with you for the first question. So this $50 million allocation just signed by Governor Healey, it's how big of a deal is this for you and the Bunker Hill Community College community?
Well, I have not seen investments like this in two decades. If we go back two decades ago, investments on public higher education was on the slide. So this is a sea change. We're catching up with the rest of the country on the community college movement and getting students credential and moving them into the workforce. So this is big. This is transformational.
Yeah, I mean, it's good that you mentioned that. I know in some form, free college is available in about 30 states. And so, I mean, I guess in your opinion, is this too little, too late? How do you feel about that?
It's never too late. And we will get as much as the very forward-thinking administration and legislature is willing to take us. There is a free college program in almost every state. They are either city-based or they're regionally based or they are state-based. And I think right now with the Mass Reconnect program that we'll be talking about.
Right. That's this $50 million investment.
Right. And we're really joining the rest of the country in recognizing the fact that, you know, our students are going to be workers and they cannot work in the workplace without training. Almost 90 to 95% of the jobs that are created after COVID need some form of post-secondary training. So we are there. We're there to be able to deliver.
Right. Well, John, I want to turn to you next. And, you know, we've been talking about this $50 million figure. When you think in terms of budgets, though, I mean, to the layperson, $50 million sounds like a lot. But how far can that realistically go? What do you think, John?
Well, $50 million is a lot, and we're very respectful of the state stepping up to the plate to make the investment in higher education. This is a game changer for a lot of our students. And when we look at the specifics behind Mass Reconnect, this is technically the last dollar in. The student who's coming along, who's eligible, you're 25 years of age or older, you don't have that first degree yet, You're filling out your FAFSA form to qualify for your federal financial aid. You may have other scholarship money available. What ultimately happens is after the other financial aid is awarded, the last dollars in become part of the Mass Reconnect. So it's not that Mass Reconnect is necessarily picking up the entire bill of the student's tuition and fees, but there's a portion there that would be covered with that $50 million. We think it's reasonable as we get started now that this should give us enough of the leg room to execute on starting Mass Reconnect and seeing how this flows out. But as word spreads, as people become more familiar with it, we suspect we'll be back to the legislature to give them an update on the success behind the program and potentially look for additional funding in the future.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a good way to describe it. It's a start. We're going to see how this works. I know. So, John, though, you're website already has the fact that this funding is available on it. What have you been hearing from students, either current or prospective, about this?
We've been hearing, I would almost call it a breath of fresh air among our current students that are in that eligibility category that now see this as viable. The reality is setting in that you can attend the community college for free. It's really adding to the excitement. We've also had an increase of more applicants that are now coming in through some of the efforts that we've put in place as we drive this program forward.
All right. I want to turn to Jackie Jenkins-Scott now as we talk about this new investment in Free Community College. Jackie is the interim president of Roxbury Community College. So, you know, part of this investment, there is $38 million available for students who are pursuing a nursing degree in particular. So I know Roxbury Community College does have a nursing program. So what does that mean for people who might be interested in nursing and looking at Roxbury Community College?
Carrie, this is very exciting. As you know, there is a shortage of nurses throughout not just the Commonwealth, but throughout the country. So we're very excited at this opportunity to actually expand our nursing program. So it's exciting. I think John may have mentioned, or should I mention, that we have they estimate up to about 8,000 students could take advantage of Mass Reconnect. So that's a large potential market for community colleges. What we've done at Roxbury Community College, both for our nursing program and potential students in Mass Reconnect, is to go back through students who either had to stop or discontinue their college education for a variety of reasons. Often it's just financial, it's often family circumstances. We're going back and looking to find students and make sure that, I think one of the biggest challenges for us will be to make sure that students know of this opportunity, this great opportunity to complete college education, right, or workforce programs. Workforce programs will also qualify for Mass Reconnect funding.
Well, I want to ask you about the nursing program too. I mean, I've heard a couple of things about, not just in community colleges, but sometimes I hear about nursing programs being full because not having enough staff to be able to teach the programming. And so what position is Roxbury Community College in? Are you trying to grow the program, or would this maybe not make a dent in terms of attracting new students just because there's such a demand for that?
We hope it'll make a dent, but Carrie, you're absolutely right. Finding the biggest challenge for one of the biggest challenges for nursing programs right now is really finding qualified faculty. And so we have a full-time faculty position, nursing teaching position open right now that we're recruiting for. And that is a challenge for all nursing programs, finding full-time teaching faculty. Also, the other challenge, Carrie, is sites, finding internship sites for our nursing students.
To get that real-world, like, clinical experience, is that what you mean?
Yes, to get the clinical experience.
Gotcha.
The students have to have placements, clinical placements. And, you know, the requirements are, nursing is a very complex skill, and the requirements are that you do have clinical placements in a variety of settings. So those are two big challenges, both the faculty, having enough teaching faculty and enough placements,
right,
where students can have their clinical internships.
Well, Pam, I want to turn to you. I see you in the studio here nodding, you know, as we talk about availability of internships, sort of this feedback loop of, we want to grow the program, we don't have enough teachers, maybe not enough internships. So what's your experience been?
It is exactly the same as what Jackie's describing. We also have, we're lucky in that our community college system of 15 colleges, most of us have nursing programs. We graduate anywhere from 100 to 150 a year, if not more. The internships are a problem, or the clinical sites are a problem. The fact that our nursing students are not always able to work because the experience is so intensive that the scholarships that comes along really makes a difference. The other is their ability to take the board exam, right? So we prep the students until they're ready. And sometimes when they're ready, they don't have the money to pay for the exam. So a lot of these fees that are going to be taken care of will make a huge difference.
Right. Well, and Pam, you bring up a really good point of, you know, there it's kind of a complicated problem. The sense I'm getting from you, and correct me if I'm wrong, that it's not just about money or like throwing money at an issue, that it is kind of a holistic approach. Is that what you're telling me?
It is. I don't ever want to say it's not about money, right? We're so grateful for the money. But what you get is that you need to be able to incentivize the right areas in order to solve a problem. The incentives to the students to come and offset their opportunity costs, and then the incentives to our partner hospitals to create those clinical slots so that we can train the nurses and give them back to the hospital. So I think it takes an employer, trainer, and a support system and money. And if we think in that holistic way, we'll solve the workforce problem.
Right. Okay, we are talking about the new state funding available to help students in Massachusetts get access to free community college programming. Just speaking was Pam Ettinger, the president of Bunker Hill Community College. We've also got Jackie Jenkins Scott, interim president of Roxbury Community College, and John Cox, the president of Cape Cod Community College. John, I'm going to turn to you next. You know, we have been talking about declining enrollment in some of the context in our conversations. For a little bit more data, I know the producer who worked with me on this segment found that according to the Massachusetts Department of Education, enrollment at each of the state's 15 community colleges has declined by at least a third over the last decade. So, you know, have you seen declining enrollment in Cape Cod? And if so, by how much?
Well, I would say if we go back a decade, that third is probably very accurate. Ironically, we had an up year in 2020. We saw a slight increase in the headcount and in the credit hours taken. But then, you know, who would have thought we got hit by a global pandemic and then all bets were off? That just sort of ended. We have been coming out of the pandemic, if you will. We've gotten beyond the where we were with the vaccine, with the public health policies, and now there's been a tremendous pick me up, if you will, in terms of the number of people that are applying, that are registering for classes for the fall. We're running about 22% ahead of where we were this time last year, and if the trend line continues, it will take us back almost 5 years in bringing those enrollment numbers back up to where they were. So it's driven in part by Mass Reconnect, but we also think driven in part as the world is getting beyond the global pandemic, doors are beginning to open up and people are looking for new opportunities. And the colleges, frankly, with some of our high flex offerings and the creative ways that we've been working with our students, we're able to meet them where their needs are across the state.
Right. Yeah. John, you actually answered the question that I was coming up with. How much does Mass Reconnect, you know, contribute to some of your increase in enrollment? I mean, I'm going to give you the same question that I sent to Pam, and that is, you know, what else is there to increasing enrollment at community colleges? Obviously, money does play a part, but what else have you found is drawing people in?
It has to do with the student support, that's the wraparound services that we talk about. You know, there are issues, everything from the food needs of our students, the housing needs of our students. How do they balance out the working commitments that they have? People are working two and three jobs in some cases, and it becomes a balancing act. How do we enable higher ed to be a priority among all of life's challenges? And that's where we are. And through Mass Reconnect, it helps elevate our ability to provide these resources now that people can look at this as viable, they can do it, and they can look for opportunities to fit into the job market.
Great. And John, I also want to follow up with you, too. I know that, you know, as there are these big changes coming up, that you're not on an island trying to figure out, you know, how does this work? What's the best practice for my school to move forward? Do you guys, as a group of community colleges in the state, talk to each other?
Yes, we actually do.
I hear everyone weighing in. Okay.
I feel like virtually we're attached at the hip.
Just a constant conference call.
Every Thursday at 4.
Yeah, there's a lot of sharing of data. There's a lot of back and forth of, you know, what's working for one school, how's it sitting in at another school. And it's a very collegial atmosphere as we try to, you know, address the issues that our students are facing across the state.
Oh, that's great. Jackie, I want to turn to you next. You know, as we're coming up, I mean, it is August, but the new school year is starting quite soon. So what's on your mind as the new school year ramps up, especially with new funding available, new, like, potential scholarship funding, at least for students? So how are you preparing?
Excellent question. You know, one of the things we, as I just want to comment to your previous question about collaboration.
Yeah.
You know, I'm fairly new to the community college community, and I would say that it is, in at least in Massachusetts, it has been a wonderful experience at how closely we work together, because we're really trying to benefit all citizens of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, all residents of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, whether you're a citizen or not. And our community college presidents, we meet very regularly, as Pam said, every week at sometimes, but the academic vice presidents meet, the CFOs meet on a regular basis. So we really are working together as a team to try to solve complex issues. You know, our students are, as John said, have very complex lives. We all do. I think as we look to the fall, one of the biggest challenges is to make sure that we as community colleges are helping our students to take advantage of all the opportunities that are available to them. We want this Mass Reconnect program to be so successful. It may lead to other programs that will avail, make opportunity for whether it's workforce advancement or college completion available. We know this is a very competitive world that we live in. So when I think about the challenges for this fall, I want to make sure every resident of the communities that Roxbury Community College serves knows about what's available, whether it's the nursing program or Mass Reconnect or tuition-free Boston. There's a variety of programs. We want to make sure that the residents have access to those programs and they know about them. That's, I think, a big challenge for all of us.
That a college is more affordable than they might be thinking, you mean?
Absolutely, that it's more affordable and that there are ways we don't want, there are ways to break down barriers. Not, we can't solve all barriers, but we can reduce the barriers so that people can reach their dreams. If they want to be a nurse, we can help them become a nurse. Right. It may take a little while longer than they planned. We recently had a student orientation and we went around the room and talked to the new and asked the new students to tell us about themselves. And Roxbury Community College is celebrating this 50th anniversary this year. And one woman, she looked like she was about, you know, in her 20s. She right. said, you know, I started community college 40 years ago, and I'm determined to finish. And that's what we should be about, helping yeah. people their dreams. It was very motivating and inspiring for me to hear her say, I started 40 years ago, and I couldn't finish. Life got, you know, right. life happened.
That is dedication.
Coming back, yeah.
That's dedication. That's a great story. Unfortunately, we have to leave it there. I could continue talking about this for much longer. So that was Jackie Jenkins-Scott, the interim president of Roxbury Community College. John Cox is also on the line with us, president of Cape Cod Community College. And here in studio was Pam Ettinger, the president of Bunker Hill Community College. Thanks to all three of you for coming today.
Thank you.
Thanks, Carrie. It was wonderful. Thank you, Carrie.
Carrie. Thank you.